Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, wait a minute. Did I lose? Oh, I'm losing. I lost Anna. Hello, Jen?
Yeah, I'm here.
You there?
Okay. Yeah,
that was weird. Gosh, okay. I have you on here four times, and Carrie dropped off, and Anna dropped off. All right, there's Anna.
Okay, here I am again.
Hey, Anna.
There's Carrie.
Hello.
Yeah.
Carrie?
Yep. Block Talk Radio hung up on me.
Uh oh.
Yes. Did you hear hear the music?
That
was
crazy. I called in and heard your voices, it was echoing really bad. So I was like,
echoing?
What's going on?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, do you hear an echo
now?
No.
Okay. All right. Because when the music started, as soon as it went on and that theme started playing, oh, my gosh, and then it was like a weird. And then Jen's number popped up real quick, four times, boom, 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 and everything was an echo.
Oh, boy. So Stefano might not
like that. I stopped the music. I just, when I said, I think it's the ghost of Stefano or something. I know. He's pissed, probably. What's going on with Dave?
Yeah.
What's going on with the Demiris?
Yeah, he's angry at the Demiris.
What Demiris?
Yeah, especially. Yeah, what Demiris? Yeah. What's become of my family?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, see, I can hear myself a little bit echoing, but when I talk, is it coming through all right? Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's going.
I don't know.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
But if it's bothering you, then you might want to redo it.
No, it's not too bad. It's just like real faint.
Not bad.
Not,
okay.
Not like it was before. Yeah. All right. All right. Well, anyway.
We are.
Welcome to
Diva Duel. This is only our 10th year, right?
Yeah,
11,
and the 435th.
Are we in our 11th?
11?
Are we in our 11th
year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is it 11? Yeah, 2009. Yeah? So it's the 435th, something like that, 435th show.
Weekly podcast? Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, weekly podcast. Yeah. So, okay, so
I wonder how many
come and
many
check out all our shows.
We have all together.
You know what? I never
counted.
I have to take never count it. I should take the time and
the
iTunes, account.
Yeah, the
iTunes
page would have it.
I think it's hundreds.
Do you know how many, Carrie? How many?
It's in the hundreds. I can tell you that hundreds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because then also,
that's
if you add in all our Day of Days interviews, all the little short Day of Day interviews over all the years too, with each many years as we've done those. So there's pretty many. So like Carrie said, you can check us out on iTunes and also on Twitter, Diva of Duel, and also on Facebook. I'm Mary Ann. You can find me at mama_hooch on Twitter. And we have Carrie the Diva here.
You can also,
Hi, Carrie.
I have to say this.
Yeah.
We can also find you under a lot of other things too, right? No, I'm kidding.
What?
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Underscore.
Underscore. Underscore. Yeah. And some, I said before, when I did that on Twitter many years ago, under Mama Hooch. I went under just Mama Hooch. Somebody already had that. Go figure
that
out.
I remember
that.
I know.
Yeah. So I had to do an underscore because somebody already had that one on there. Okay.
I know.
I'm
just teasing. There's only one Mama Hooch in the world.
Yeah.
I don't know who that
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
right.
The other Mama Hooch is a fraud.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's an imposter.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. But then we have Cozy Hooch, Anna. Okay.
Yes, we have Cozy Hooch. I'm here. Yes.
Yeah, she's here. Yeah, mm-hmm. And Jen's here. Hi, Jen.
Hi, I'm at REXJDK at Twitter.
Okay, and Carrie the Diva. Okay, well, she's here too. We got everybody.
I'm here at Diva Duel. Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. So, hopefully, Stefano won't interrupt us anymore with this crazy music. So anyway, does everybody watch the show?
I got some of it.
Yeah. How'd everybody like the new, we got to see the new Claire. Her name's Isabel.
I like her.
Isabel Durant. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do too. She's,
okay.
She seems like more grown up, more mature.
Yes.
Yeah.
Looking.
Yeah.
And acting too, yeah. But I mean.
Well,
and
if
I think
you contrast her wardrobe,
she's more redeeming
from the
now.
Last scene.
Hmm?
Well, the last scene that Claire
mm-hmm.
had with Marlena, she
yes.
looked like a hooker.
Yes.
And now
yes.
she's
well, you know how she
very
dressed.
Sort of almost housewife, like 80s housewife frumpy clothes. So I thought that was kind of an interesting,
more
a very noticeable
yeah.
transition
yeah.
that way.
I like
she
just
not
okay, so,
like a young
okay.
20
okay,
girl,
so
20-year-old
ask,
girl.
Okay. Since we're talking about this girl, now she did a good job. I think. I mean, in my opinion, I think she did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
I
yeah.
was having trouble
it's just
remembering
hard.
That she was. I was having trouble remembering that she was Claire.
Right.
I really was having a hard time with
yeah.
that. But she did a good job in her scenes. I think.
Mm-hmm.
I have
mm-hmm.
to say,
right.
Who does she? I kept thinking, who does she remind me of? Who does she remind me of? Who do you think she
a,
looks
a
like?
A blonde
in real life?
Sierra. A blonde
oh, that's
Sierra.
Not what I was thinking.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Thinking
she reminds
mouth,
me of Sierra.
Her mouth and nose kind of remind
oh.
me of Hillary Clinton. Like if you
yeah.
look at
really
if you look at her
oh
you guys
really
you have to look
oh.
at her again because I kept seeing like a younger version of Hillary Clinton
a young
I, really I don't know if it's her mouth
oh younger Hillary Clinton
yeah
okay.
I mean
I don't know
I her mouth or the way I don't know I'm not I just I could not shake that I kept thinking who does she look like who does she look like
did the way she
anyway, so.
Or the way she talks maybe. I don't know. Okay.
I don't know. I don't
we'll have
know.
To check
I don't
that.
Know.
But
I'm not saying good
I kind
about,
of
I'm just
reminds
saying,
me of.
She just reminds me.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Has she been on any other shows or anything? Because that's why I kept thinking she looked familiar. I was like, where have I seen her before? And then
I
realized. I
don't know.
She reminds me of Hillary Clinton.
Jen,
okay.
Jen usually knows those things about other soaps.
Yeah.
Has she been on other
I
soaps?
I haven't
yet?
Seen
I don't
her
know.
On anything else.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
and I haven't
held,
heard
I
if she's on anything else.
I mean, come. Coming into a new show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought she did a good job.
Yeah, she's a good actress. Yeah, it's just hard because she's kind of a different kind of a Claire now.
Yeah,
and maybe they're trying to redeem Claire, and she's taking on the nicer side of Claire now or the
yeah.
trying to be
right.
the good Claire.
Right.
Yeah.
I think
so
it's
I don't
also
know. That's
hard
kind of what I take from it.
I think it's also harder when there hasn't been an absence for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like usually
true.
When they switch
hard, yeah.
Abigail, there's like she's gone away to the, she's either dead or she's, you know.
Which is what's
gonna
going
to
be, what's
not
is happening.
For
yeah.
a while.
Yeah.
Or she went to a spa / mental institution, something like that. Whereas we literally just had
right.
an episode, what, Monday, Tuesday with Claire, the old Claire. So it's a little bit different to like all of a sudden have the new Claire, like, just jump in, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, but I'm not dogging her. I mean, I think she did a good job, but, you know, it's my opinion. But
mm-hmm. So, I don't know. What did you think, Carrie, that I thought you
she
liked her or
me,
no?
She reminded me of an older Allie. But she's kind of like in between an Allie and a Sierra with her voice
oh,
and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see
yeah.
what you're saying. When you said Allie,
yeah.
you mean like Sweeney? Or Allie?
No, the actress playing Allie.
Character.
Okay. I gotcha.
Yeah. So, but,
yeah. Which well, she's
yeah,
earlier.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I prefer Olivia, but, I mean, she's still a good actress.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard for me to adjust to her as Claire,
yeah.
though.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for
yeah,
Olivia in that outfit. She looked like she was embarrassed.
Honestly, I was uncomfortable. I was like sitting there with her grandma with her hooker outfit on. That was just so out of totally. Now Gabby, okay, we can kind of see it with Gabby.
Yeah,
but
that's
Claire,
Gabby, right?
That just was so out of character and weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was very distracting to me. It really in the scene. And I'm not trying to sound like a prude or anything. I'm glad I'm not the only one that thought that.
No.
Oh, so what's everyone think of Allie? Because we see Allie leaves the hospital. Nobody can find her, and she leaves a letter for Eric.
Yeah.
And he reads it, and it comes up that
scenes.
Yeah, she's going to give it to Nicole, the baby.
When she held the baby, though, oh my gosh!
Yeah.
When she held the baby and Allie, and those were really touching. See, those are touching moments when
Nicole
was with
kind
her
of
and she held the baby and all that.
Uh-huh.
And it's like
and
that.
Sammy,
those
right.
were really good scenes. They were really good scenes.
Mhm. And you thought, oh, they're kind of making this connection there, like Sammy and Allie, and you kind of thought, oh, these two are going to get reconciled, but
nope,
it never happens that way. Sammy's that's the luck.
Well, and I don't know.
The minute that
it's always confusing. I want to say Allie, but the minute Sammy came out, because her name really is Allie in real life, it's hard to. But when the minute Sammy came out and was just jubilantly announcing that, oh, I think she's going to keep, you know, she thanked Nicole for talking to her into holding the baby. She goes, I think she's going to keep the baby now. I thought immediately, that means she's not.
Yep, that means she's gone.
That means
she's not. Yes.
Really doesn't want this kid to grow up, you know, to mess this kid's life up, and she feels like the best thing for him is to put him up for adoption. So I knew that, but I knew the minute she said that, I was like, oh, no, that's not gonna happen.
But wasn't it kind of, and I'm sure Nicole and Eric, you know, especially, you know, Eric being her uncle would be good, but the whole thing is like sticking it to her mother, giving it the baby to Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a way, too,
I
guess.
That makes me kind of sad. That does make me kind of sad. But on the other hand, she did live with them for several, well, I guess, I don't know how many months in soap time, but she did live with those two.
Although I do believe Nicole and Eric would be
good parents.
They're good parents.
She did put in her letter that you know, she had observed, how she had observed her being a mother to Holly and, you know, and all that. I mean, so it wasn't like she just, like, I think she even said at one point, this isn't something I just came to, like, overnight. It's not like, oh, well, now I got to flip a coin because the other two people I was going to leave them with, I can't have them or whatever. But, I mean, and the other thing is, so here is Sammy, but it is sticking it to Sammy, too, because here she is leaving it to not only Sammy's twin brother and not Sammy, but she's also leaving it to, you know, Sammy's arch nemesis, you know. So, arch nemesis. Yeah. So, I loved the scene where Sammy was saying, okay, so none of you were planned. You know the way Allie ran down to.
Yeah, you didn't want any of us. That's what Allie said to her.
We were all mistakes. We were all mistakes. And she says, well, okay, maybe accidents. You know, she's like, it's like you have, like, Will when you're 16, then you convince him his dad is his uncle, and then you have twins with two different fathers, and then you have Sydney and EJ was horrible back then or whatever, I don't remember. You know, the list goes off, but Sammy was like, you're right, and then she said, but if you could do the opposite of what I do have done, then you'll be the best mom ever, you know. And she's like, she said something like, so basically, if I do everything the opposite of what you did, those are really
just do the opposite of what
scenes,
Sammy does.
I gotta admit,
those
are
you
great
can understand
scenes.
Why Allie feels like she does because of Sammy, but. And I'm
and
always
even though Allie's
Sammy,
been off
like, but I think, don't you think sometimes Allie can be a brat too?
Yeah.
On the other end of it, she comes off as a brat at times.
She
milks
it on the
doesn't
other
listen
time, on the
to
other
what people are trying to tell her. Yeah.
Kind
but,
of
then,
like,
but you can understand what Sammy
mother.
Is like way over the top. But look at her mother is, right? So.
Well, and remember, even though they sore asked her, so we didn't get to see how Allie grew up. We pegged it back when she was five.
Well, you know how Allie grew up. She's like the middle child.
She's going to be the most messed up kid of anybody in Salem, you know. But
yeah.
And actually, she
was always
kind of
left out,
screwed on straight, you know. But
yeah.
And I just, I don't know. I loved
her
the message
sometimes.
That Lucas left her. Like the message Lucas left her was so sweet. And I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know. But when she held that baby,
do you think she's left for good, or we're going to see her back? Because I like the actress that plays her. Do you think we'll, you know, see her back and back? Because there's rumors out there that Lucas Adams, well, we know he's returning, so he might be the father.
I don't think she's going to get far.
Yeah.
No,
well,
okay.
Here's the other thing it dawned on me. Now that they've put Claire as Holly's babysitter, which was no accident, of course, because of this part of the plot, but... So, you know,
right.
She mentioned, when I love babies and I would love, she's going to end up babysitting, you know, being a nanny or babysitting Tripp's baby.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, wasn't she involved with Tripp?
Yep.
And
she was involved
Sierra?
With Tripp, her aunt here, yeah.
So basically Tripp takes after Uncle Max in that he's managed to get all the young women in his family, even the ones he's kind of related to. Anyway,
I think we were kind of discussing this before, that baby's related to just about everybody in town.
Everyone,
every family, Tamira, Kiriakis, Devereaux, Johnson, Brady, Hortons.
Except
for
the
Carvers. That baby related to everybody.
Except
for the Carvers, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Except for Abe's family. That's it, but every other major family in Salem, mm-hmm. that baby. And we keep saying that baby because she hasn't given it a name yet.
Whoever's going to take it. Mm-hmm.
So she didn't even name the baby, you know, I guess Eric and Nicole, but we don't know yet. I don't know. Somehow, when Tripp gets back,
we should add a feature like they do on some shows. The end of the episode.
Maybe.
Winners and losers of the week, and I'll just start it right now. The winner of the week is Ari because she gets a puppy and not a brother.
Yep, that
right.
was.
Yep.
She didn't
yes.
want the brother anyway. She was crushed because she thought she was
yeah.
going to get the puppy.
Speaking of the whole Sonny and Will thing. What a lame makeup thing. Boy, it didn't take them too long to make up because the whole stupid reason for them fighting was stupid. It did not make sense that Sonny would be that upset because of what Will did or didn't do. Actually, what Will just didn't mention to him.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was, now they're, no, he's kissing him and, I forgive you. Like, no, you really didn't need to forgive him for anything. So, and did you notice Will had a beard? One scene he had a clean shaven.
Yeah.
The next day he has a full beard. Like, how did that happen? So I guess it was that whole time off. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened.
Like,
I think there was a 2-week break that was supposed to be for the Olympics, and since there was no Olympics, they moved the episodes.
That's right. Okay.
So yeah. So I guess that could have happened in that interval of 2 weeks. I guess I don't know. But everybody kind of noticed that. So Allie gets. Allie. Ari gets a puppy.
Ari
gets a puppy.
All right, So, let's see. Are we going to see the puppy?
No. I hope
so.
Yes?
Yeah.
You hope so? Oh, okay,
Okay. I'd like to see Victor with a puppy.
Oh, yeah, that would be, come and pee on his feet or something, on his shoes or something. Yeah, that would be cute.
Yeah.
And also, I did hear that Maggie is supposed to be back. She had she hasn't been on for a while. They said she had a break, so we're going to be seeing her soon. Let's see what else happened this week. Oh, Bonnie and Justin. Are they trying to get Bonnie and Justin together, do you think?
I think so.
Justin agreed to take her
represent.
Case. Sue and the represent her for the publishers or something for her book.
Yeah.
First he wasn't going to, but they seem to be I don't know if he's warming up to her. He said he still don't like her, but he just doesn't like the idea of what seeing
they
the injustice did. That she was going through. Yeah. So. Oh, and speaking of other little, not relationships or what, I don't know what's going on there, but Anna, did you see the Abe and Kate scenes?
I saw some of
that?
Them. I have to go back
about
and watch
the...
part of Tuesdays because I didn't record it. Record part
mm-hmm.
of it. But I did see the little when they went to pay the bill in their hand.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Oh.
What are you doing here?
Totally
people have been
totally
speculating about this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because
I have a
she
feeling it doesn't go anywhere.
Away.
But I really. I loved it when she paid for it and then she says, "You want to come look at the." You come to the contract. Come back to my house, or like
yep.
or come back to my place.
Come back to my
goes,
house.
Is that
yes.
is that the condition for the pepper? Is that oh is that
she's
the
well, not that
you paying the bill or something? She's like, no, you have a contract. It's the one you want to look at the house. I said maybe
uh-huh.
she can show you her sketchings as well.
So there's a little bit of there's some flirting there and a little bit of suggestion there. So I don't know.
I like it.
Yeah.
And so. Look gorgeous, of
oh,
course,
cute.
Angel.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
yeah.
could get behind them, though.
I totally could. I think James Reynolds has aged extremely well.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh, my gosh.
I love the salt.
And to see, you see him in person? He looks exactly mm-hmm. the same. Yeah, he looks great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see what's happening. Yeah. Was there any more Kate? I'm trying to think. Anybody remember any more Kate?
There was Kate and Luke. There was some Kate and Lucas at
and
the
Abe.
Mansion.
And,
yeah,
and Abe. Sammy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, when Sammy came in.
Oh, yeah,
like,
when Sammy
okay,
came
she
in.
Drops
yep.
Drops the news that Nicole is getting or something. Oh, I guess Sammy was like storms into the mansion and makes some comment, and Kate says, "Well, you just need to learn not to meddle in your children's lives or something like that." And Kate's like, "All
right,"
and Sammy's like, "Coming from you, that's one piece of advice there."
Yeah, and
but,
you see the look on Lucas.
It reminded me. No, I didn't. I'll have to go back and look at that. No, it reminded me of the last. Really great storyline that they had together was Cammy, you know, Kate and Sammy. Remember when they got the
yeah.
portrait done mm-hmm. together and they, oh my gosh, that was epic. I have to
yeah.
say, I have to credit Gary Tomlin, who is now directing General Hospital, some episodes of General Hospital I noticed the other day. Gary Tomlin gave us State and gave us Cammy, and I will be forever grateful for that, even if he screwed over a lot of other people and a lot of other things, and probably those same actors at some time or another. I
mm-hmm.
will be forever grateful for those two
yeah.
things. But
so yeah, those were the yeah. It's always good when Kate and Sammy get together, and you know Kate's not going to be too pleased about Nicole either, because they don't get along at all either. So.
Nope. Well, and
yeah.
Lucas.
But Kate's not
going to
like that.
Well, what? She paid Nicole $5 million. What was the deal? To marry Lucas or something?
Yeah.
So
Kate sort of brought them together.
And then the whole Nicole and the Victor, and she slept with Roman once.
Yeah.
Nicole did, you know, so.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah. So she hates Nicole. Oh, my gosh. So, and like Kate
yeah.
even said, well, there are very few things I agree with Sammy on, but. Nicole not having the baby, having raising our grandchild is one of them.
mm-hmm.
Is what that I do that she does agree with, but that she shouldn't do.
Yeah.
So yeah. So I don't know. Do we know how long Allie's going to be on? I mean, how long Allie Sweeney's going to be back?
That I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's temporary, but yeah. I don't know.
Well, that's probably, you know, it probably works for her
they come
life,
and, go now.
And it also works for the budget. You know, I'm sure. You know, when I think Christian Alfonso said something in one of her interviews about, you know, I just decided, you know, they wanted me to sit out for 5 or 6 months or something. I was just not going to do that, you know, kind of thing. I don't blame her. You know, it's her choice.
Yeah.
It's her prerogative.
Oh, no,
but, you know, I think sometimes it can be a win-win because when you're – no, I'm not saying this is great for everybody, but, like, in Allie Sweeney's case, she probably – that way she can, you know, be with her kids and also pursue other projects that she's working on and things like that. But she can come and to a 6 or 8 week story arc a couple times a year and really get a lot of screen time during that time, you know. So I don't know. But I love it.
It seems to be that's how soaps
back.
Are. Maybe that's how soaps might be now. Might be the thing where people just come and go and they're just not on constantly where they go on and off the canvas, but maybe it could work that way.
Well, you know, I don't, they've been doing
now,
that for a few years.
I know
years
actors
now,
don't like it,
and that's the thing that's hard.
Some do.
It gives them no continuity, but, you know, for some it works for them and for some it doesn't. But, I don't know, but I love the fact that, I know, Jen, you're not a Sammy fan, but I love that, like, people like that do come back and do, you know, like, I just wish some of them would stay longer, like Tao and, you know, that kind of thing.
Tao needs to come permanently.
I know, but he's the one that does not need to leave again. But, yep.
Yeah. So, speaking of that and Damira's, we have the whole scheming of trying to get Damira back between Chad and Gabby.
God.
Chad has Gwen spying on Jake and Gabby. So Gabby she tricked Chad into putting off this meeting, saying this, you know, meeting wasn't happening or whatever. But in the meantime, she is getting the meeting together, and she goes to Jake and wants Jake to, you know, help her out. So he puts on one of Stefan's suits, and they go and have this dinner. And then they have this big fight in the square. Did anybody see that big fight?
Yes.
I love it when they go at each other like that.
That
and just
awful. I thought they're not going to have sex in the square, are they?
I don't know, but this is what I don't understand. They are so good together. They bring Brandon back to work with her, and then they let her go, and she's leaving. So what is the point? This is what frustrates me with soaps and how they do these things.
I think they probably maybe they thought she was going to
definitely
stay,
wasn't Camilla's didn't. Choice. I don't.
Well,
yeah.
You don't know.
It
well, we
had,
don't
it
know
had to
that,
be
though.
Different.
We don't know that though. We you know sometimes
the way
and
she's
I'm not,
been.
I'm saying this in general. In general, somebody can. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just saying because I don't know her specific situation, but you know, it's
but she
kind
denies.
Of,
she's been denying it, so it's like.
I know.
Why else would she didn't? You know what I mean? It's like she was sounded like she was pissed about it to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, but this is what I don't understand. They are just so good together, with especially when they're fighting like
that.
I
know.
You know.
Oh yeah, they're so hot.
And she's saying about how. She was saying about how his manners. She said, "You just lost that deal because of your manners."
Fingers.
And he was licking his fingers.
You had your dinner with
but
your
little
hands.
Did she know.
I had ribs.
I had ribs. What do you do when you have ribs? Yeah, you lick your fingers. What the heck? He's so silly.
I wasn't going to miss that barbecue sauce.
You eat ribs with your fingers.
Little did you know
when she's, you know, here it turns out that this Mr. Collins, who was the, you know, this Miss Lee Shin came in and more or less said, you know, this guy really liked Jacob. He was a breath of fresh air, so he kind of sealed the deal for Gabby.
Oh,
you know, so
God.
Here
That's
Gabby
hilarious.
Was. Oh, said, Gabby looked like she had egg on her face, and I loved it when Jake is licking his fingers. He goes like this and was licking his fingers like in front of her, like saying, "I did lick my fingers."
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
so
funny.
The chemistry between them, I think, is fantastic. But
I like him and Gwen.
But anyway.
Gwen is
good with him. She's good with him too.
Gwen, when she came in, when Jack and Jen were on the couch, and she grabbed their bottle.
Oh, that was good. Good, you could talk about that. That's good. That was
Does someone want to talk?
Jack, Jack and Jen.
They were just like
Missy and
they were like, "Oh, we're so glad."
And Matt
home.
Played those really well.
Yes.
Their expressions on their face.
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
and then so they were like, they had just gotten back, and they're like, oh, it's so wonderful to be back home, or whatever. And they're like
black.
Having this little romantic celebratory, thing with a special bottle of wine and all.
Yep.
And then Gwen walks in her robe, her famous robe, and you know, looking like a slob and everything. And she walks in, she grabs the wine and just starts drinking out of it. And And then as Jennifer's like asking her questions, Jack's like, just don't go there. Just don't, you know, like, don't, we don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear it. And then when she says, oh, this is great wine or something like that, and they're like, hey, yeah. And she goes, well, here, here, I've interrupted. And she takes her hand and she tries to wipe it off. And Jack's like, no, it's this. Okay.
She was saying about them making their sex movie. Yeah, we're going to make a sex movie, and then, you know, she comes in and interrupts and takes Jake away from me. And yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. So then Jake was telling her about, you know, everything that they did. So then she calls Chad and informs Chad everything. And so then finally Gabby and Jake figure out, well, how does she know all this, you know? How did Chad know all this stuff? How did he know that?
Yeah, because Chad mentioned how he licked his fingers. See, Chad figured out. Because Chad made some, what is he doing? Licking his fingers, you know, at dinner or whatever, you know. So then, so I didn't know. I haven't seen
that. They figured out that Gwen's the one spying. But then Chad goes to see Gwen, and then she, Gabby came in, and Gwen and grabs Chad and is kissing him, you know, because first she wanted to make, she thought it was Jake was going to come in to make him jealous, but it was Gabby, you know, so she said. So now Gabby thinks something's going on, so who knows if Abigail's going
to
find out, or I don't know, because she's probably.
To that? Well, how did Chad react to that when Gwen did that?
He was not happy.
Oh, no. No, he was not happy. He told her, like, you know, what was that, you know.
Deal's off.
So, and the deal's, so now he doesn't want her working for him anymore, right? Or now the deal's off or whatever, helping him out. So, I don't know. But, yeah, the whole dynamic between all four of them, I guess, is good. So now when Marcy Miller comes back as Abby, how do you think how she's going to play into that
buzzkill
mix of people?
Buzzkill.
Yep.
Yeah, because I cannot see her having any chemistry with Brandon.
The fun's going to be sucked out of the room when Abigail gets back.
I kind of think so. Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to see. Yeah. So that whole. Those whole few scenes were kind of, those were good scenes with like Gabby and that whole group of them there. So let's see. And then we have the whole Ben and his brainwashing with Vincent. He goes to see Marlena because he's still having these bad, you know, dreams and stuff. And so, so Sierra convinces him to go see Marlena. They make an appointment with Marlena, but then he walks into the office and Vincent's sitting there.
Yeah.
So he kind of explains it like he kind of fooled Marlena, saying that there was another emergency. So I don't know how they didn't really kind of fully explain why Marlena wasn't there. Because at first Ben thought he did something to her, right? He thought maybe he had her tied up somewhere.
Hmm.
And he has a little bit of control over Ben, controlling him, but he went to inject him with this other to, I guess, further it along, and Sierra knocks at the door. Did you notice what Sierra was wearing?
Oh my god,
her outfit.
Who dresses these girls?
I know.
I don't know.
She's there, but did you know what she had around her neck? She had like a necktie.
Yeah, it's like
a tie around her neck. Whoa, how convenient is that? What's that? You know, I said, so next time they get together, she's going to have this around her. So he's going to try to probably strangle her with it. I don't know. But he didn't inject her because in the next scene you see her meeting up with Eve. So
yeah.
Anybody want to talk about the when Claire runs into Eve? Then you want to talk about that? Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. Huh. You know, I think Eve was generally shocked that, like, of the other stuff that went down, the dress and that. I don't know if Eve was behind it.
Yeah, and they never explained that more. I did yeah. notice that when Claire said, you know, you set me up, you were my friend, but you did all that stuff. And she kind of seemed shocked, like, yeah, wait a minute, I didn't do that. So
yeah.
I don't know. Like, if she didn't do that, who did? I don't know. Anybody else have see those scenes or figured that out? Or I don't know.
I thought at first maybe Gwen, but she kind of seems to be out of that storyline, you know?
Mm-hmm. But it seemed like this Claire was in a lot of scenes, this, you know, this new girl came
mm-hmm.
on.
Yeah.
And had, you know, she had a lot of, she had a scenes with, you know,
Allie.
She had a scene with Marlena and Allie and then Eve.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so.
All right.
Oh, then we saw Belle. Belle and Sean are going to stay in town because
Claire
wants to stay in Salem. They thought they were going to take her back, but they're going to stay for a while. And I think it's probably the because of now Phillip's coming back.
Yeah.
I think Chloe. So they're going to have the last blast crew again, like together. Well, not the true. You know, ones, but
as long as we have Phillip, that's all I care about. I don't care about
as long as it's Phillip.
True.
As long as it's the real Phillip, right? Yeah.
That's all I care about, Phillip.
Yeah.
I don't care about the rest of them.
Yeah.
You see, I only care about Sean Douglas.
See, I'm with you, Carrie. I only care about Phillip as far as that goes.
Phillip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't.
And it's still
them.
Not the right Belle and Sean.
Right.
Yeah.
That will never feel quite right to me. Yeah. But
that's what I mean. It's not the really true blast gang.
Yeah.
Or Mimi, you know, or the whole of them. But
no.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to try to get Chloe and Phillip together again?
Probably.
Or who do you like Phillip with?
I think they're going to. I think there's a lot of Chloe fans out there that would be thrilled with that if they did.
Mm-hmm.
If they would try that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know how much Victor hates Chloe, so that will be interesting.
Oh, Victor hates.
And so does Kate.
Who does Victor
Kate
like?
Yeah, Kate and Victor both hate Chloe, so that should be interesting.
Oh,
Chloe and Lucas.
But you know, now Kate has another son, you know,
to
now
torment.
Phillip's there and Lucas at home. Yeah, so be good for Kate. And then, because that's some competition for Xander now. You know, the prodigal son's returned home. So, kind of pushes Xander out. And I guess Brady, I don't know if Brady and Kristen will be coming back. They've been off for a while. No, nobody still knows where they are at. Never mentions them. Nobody cares.
Nope.
Where they're at. Nobody seems to care.
Well, Theo and Ben made that hotel room.
What's that?
Theo and Ben need that hotel room.
Hotel room, yeah. Oh, and then we have the scenes with Rafe and Hope. But and what did you think, Carrie? And then Sierra walked in on him.
Yeah, that's weird. And we know Galen's gone in what, a couple weeks. So it just seems like they started a whole bunch of storylines, and now they're getting dropped in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The whole Jake and Gabby thing, that's getting dropped, and now we're stuck in the chabby sucking vortex. Who the hell wants to see Gwen, Jake, and Chabby in a quad?
Carrie, I don't know if you want to be the one to fill out the paperwork or if I'm going to have to deal with the FTC on that, but I believe we could be getting in trouble with the FTC now.
For what?
What's that? Oh, no.
No. I'm just
F-bomb away.
Not with the...
I agree.
No, not with...
I'm joking.
Not with podcasts. That's only the FCC only has to do with the radio.
I'm just joking.
We can say
they're not
going to
bleep it out.
Oh, great. I'm doing more government paperwork. Wonderful. How did I get signed up for this?
You know you love it.
Besides, it was with a PH and not an F, so hey.
Yeah. And I think we've heard those words on some of our celebrity interviews, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Many times. with a certain actor, yeah. We've heard that word. So, anyway.
No, I'm just joshing. All right.
Okay. How do you think they're going to explain Rafe leaving and Gabby leaving quickly in 2 weeks?
I kind of hate that everybody. Well, it's like, so Wilson's leaving, I guess, with Ari, and then Gabby and Rafe. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, it's just really sad to me. I don't know. I hate it. I mean, I do think the cast is a little bloated, but I just think that's so abrupt for, like, some of our longtime favorites. I'm not including Rafe in that, Marianne, so you don't have to worry about that. But it just seems so weird to me. I don't know. And then we know Greg Vaughn is leaving,
odd.
And we know that KA is leaving, and it's just like, I don't know. It's like they're almost like trying to ruin the show.
Trying to figure out what they're going to do.
Now, for selfish reasons, if this somehow manages to give Kate more screen time, I'm all for it. But I'm kind of sad because it seems like there's been so much stuff going on, and then, like you said, and then all of a sudden, nothing. It's like, I don't know. It's really weird.
Yeah. So Rafe asked Hope to go back on the police force. So I guess now she's back on the force, and they're talking about their relationship. Like, what just happened there? Like, they almost looked like they were ready to kiss when Sierra walked in. Of course, she got the same vibe. But it's like, oh, please don't go there again.
No.
But we know they're not. So and then Hope, they did have a discussion, right? And Hope said, "Oh, let's just keep it as friends."
Yeah.
Okay. What? I don't know. Did we cover everything? Trying to look. Is there anything else stands out? Was that last week about Eli and Lonnie? Was that last week?
Yeah.
The twins.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, because Abe mentioned.
Okay.
It.
Yes, we did talk
Abe
about that.
Abe mentions it to somebody.
To Kate. Yes. Okay.
I think they ought to do an Abe, Kate, and Roman triangle.
I don't know. Roman's never around, is he? I haven't seen Roman
Roman's
forever.
Not around.
We had those little scenes when they were looking at the babies. When they were looking at Allie's baby. So they had that little bit of. They always do that little tease
that.
With Kamen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Give that little
just to get
tease every
Kamen
so
fans.
Often.
Yep.
Like just a little snippet. That's about it. Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, Roman's not on quite enough. Anything else? I'm trying to think who any other spoilers that I.
I heard the girl.
I got to tell you some real life news that I came across. Were you guys aware that Sean Christian is now personal life coach or something, a relationship coach?
Interesting.
And Ari Zucker is all working with him with that and doing seminars and doing coaching and somehow and doing, I don't know, there was something that she was going to be doing on relationships, like a, I don't know if it's a podcast or something. I can't remember what it was, but I saw somebody sent me something that they ran across it in other circles.
Oh,
I was like,
hey,
are these people from Days of Our Lives? And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. So I thought that was an interesting tidbit. You know, it's kind of fun to hear some of the actors.
Oh, yeah, they all do different
or
things.
Other
yeah.
things that they're doing or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I just thought that was interesting. So
I found my Facebook. Kristen might be in talks with YNR. Kristen Alfonso.
And I don't know. Now my question is that something was that put out there by fans or somebody trying to stir things up to try to leverage to get her back on Dave. You know, I'm curious about that, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I could see
yeah,
her with him.
She might go back and forth. She might be
yeah.
on two at the same time, like Wally. You know, you never know.
Yeah.
Could go from there. And oh, I saw True O'Brien is coming back as Paige, but
yeah.
as a ghost,
oh,
I
really?
Hear.
Oh, as a ghost? Okay.
Yeah, something about coming to Eve,
okay.
you know, to try to get her to stop.
Oh, okay.
I think in that's what it's probably going to
play out. I wonder if she and Casey are still together in real life.
Oh, last I heard, yeah, I haven't heard. But
they've been together
ago,
a long time.
But,
that's
yeah.
a long time.
Yeah.
They have, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think we need a little Shane.
Oh,
little
Shane.
We could always
Ooh.
Use a little Shane.
Yeah.
I
was saying
that
too. Yeah, I mean, Eve's
Mostly
wanted.
Salt and pepper.
Right, Eve's
yeah,
wanted.
Yeah.
That's his daughter.
Yeah.
Shane should be involved
yeah.
in the storyline. Absolutely.
You would think.
Mhm. Did I see
back,
somewhere
though.
Jen Lilly said she'd be open to coming back? Huh. Teresa. I said read somewhere, so I don't know. I liked her and Brady together.
Yeah, we could have Brady.
I liked
never know.
Second time around. I didn't like him at first when they were drug crazed and all that, but I liked him at the end.
Oh,
the end
yeah, no,
whatever.
Yeah, they, yeah, towards the end, yeah. I did like them together.
Yeah, you know, we could have Brady and both his baby mamas and both his children in town at the same time. That'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be
yeah.
Yeah, them going at each other, yeah.
I have to say, I do have an issue, and I've seen it brought up on message boards before. Yeah, there's too many people on the show. Like, well, you know, after they killed off Zach, they started this baby killing spree on Days.
Yeah.
And I think it really screwed up the show because there's so many characters that don't have kids and are pushing 50. Or, you know, having kids later in life, and usually, you know, in your 40s, they would have you with a teenager or a grandma or a grandpa already. And I think they kind of did screw up. I mean, Eric doesn't have a kid, but Sammy has four. And Belle and Sean only had one. And, you know what I mean? And Philip, I think Philip only has the one with Mimi.
The one.
That
Mimi.
Adopted. Yeah.
That kind of dropped
so
off the face of the
one.
Earth, yeah.
Yeah, so it is, yeah, and Chloe has, yeah, does she have Parker?
Yeah.
They did kind of screw up by not having kids born on the show or killing them off, and, yeah, I think that was a big, you know, Rafe doesn't have kids, and what, Galen's, what, 50 now?
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
I think they did screw that up. It's just, I mean, I don't like the opposite, though. I don't like it when they do saddle, like, a 19-year-old or 20-year-old in the show with a baby. I mean, I know, obviously, that happens in real life. But I don't like it when they just had, you know, a group that just graduated high school and they're stuck with all these adult problems right off the bat. But the reverse, though, too. Like I said, we have 40- and 50-year-olds with no kids. It just seems kind of odd for a soap.
Yeah. Hmm. Good point.
Yeah, and then you end up with Brady with two. Yeah, I don't understand the whole
Brady
David storyline. Yeah, what was the point of the David storyline? The kid.
I don't
we're
get
never
that
gonna
either.
See that kid again. Yeah, we're never gonna see him again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the point?
And who was he? He was like Jordan's, and yeah.
Yeah, they killed off Jordan. Hmm. We're never gonna see the kid again. Ray still doesn't have a child, even though he raised that one for a year.
Eli and Lonnie will.
Yeah, they're gonna have kids. And Nicole lost two sons. I mean,
yeah,
that was
she's
probably
Holly.
One of the sickest things. Yeah, Nicole losing two babies that were full term, that was pretty awful. But, yeah, I think they did screw up a bit with not having more children born in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it kind of bugs
Tony
me
and Nana never had kids.
If we're talking about, they needed to have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did, but we just
Tony
don't know who it
Tony
is.
Tony or Andre never had kids.
We're
that we
certainly
know
we have one. But you know what kind of bugs me is that like Allie, they don't even have Allie referring. Like the only reference I've heard, and I haven't seen every scene she's done, so maybe I've just missed it. But every the only scene I've heard her even refer to have to the twin, to John, is when she was dressing down her mom about, oh, you know, has twins with two fathers. You know, I mean, but she never refers to Johnny or Giovanni, and she never, like, talks to him on the phone or anything. I mean, it's just that's kind of weird since they were twins, and even though Johnny had he was the golden child and she was the redheaded stepchild.
Yeah, he would think that they'd want to bring that character back.
And Sydney, she doesn't, they don't mention Sydney, they don't mention Johnny. And, I mean, she talks about Will as if they've been on the foot, like, she acts like she and Will are, like, so super close, and, like, they haven't talked on screen, or, you know, we haven't heard from her in years, you know. So, I don't know. I just, it's kind of weird. But, and, you know, it's also kind of weirded me out a little bit, and I like that they're bringing Tripp back, because I liked that actor. Even though he was kind of boring a little bit, the way they were writing him sometimes, I thought he was kind of sweet and cute. But, you know what's kind of weirding me out is he was an adult on the show when he came on and when he left. The character of Allie, the last time we saw her, she was a little girl.
Yeah.
She comes back as a grown adult, and she's been impregnated by Tripp, probably, is what we're thinking. And it almost feels weird because it's like the last time we saw her, she was just a child. You know, I'm kind of having difficulty with that one, but a little bit. But
and she's still, they say she's a college graduate. She does not look like she's 18.
I think that
17
was,
or 18.
They shouldn't have. They should have made her 18 instead of 24.
Yeah.
Or 15 or something.
Yeah, or 22.
Yeah.
21, 22, just out of college.
Just out of college. But I think, but I mean, she doesn't even act like she has a degree or anything. Like, okay, so if she's out of college grad,
what was it for?
What is she planning to do with it or whatever?
That was bad writing and bad creating.
She acts more like a 15-year-old on the run, like with no, like she doesn't have any source of income or anything, you know.
She could pass for a 16-year-old like high school kid.
Totally.
She could.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, she was more believable that way.
I think they should have written it that way. That would have been more realistic, and it also would have followed more along the lines of what
the way
Sammy,
she acts too.
You know,
she acts
what happened
like that
to Sammy.
Age too.
Yeah, right. Oh, she totally acts like
she. She acts like she's 10.
Sometimes,
I do like her. I think she's done a good job, but just weird. Well, then we know Greg Vaughn.
Yeah, they've done some good casting lately. New characters.
So here's the question. So they're going to give the baby to Nicole and. Greg, Nicole and Eric.
Sammy's going to go to court to fight that. She's going to get Belle to help her.
That's right. I saw that.
You think they'll recast Eric?
Oh, that's another thing. Yeah, Greg Vaughn leaving. Yeah, what are they going to do there? Yeah.
Oh man.
We've cast him already once.
They should bring Jensen Ackles back.
Bring him back.
Or the guy who played Billy on Young and the Restless would be good. I'd like to see him and Nicole.
I have to say, I love Nicole's outfit. This is really pretty. Really, really pretty. I kept going, oh, man, I love her hair and her outfit. Like I kept seeing it.
I loved
like,
her hair. I love every hairstyle that, you know,
and I thought,
Ari's ever had.
Yeah, and I thought, and of course, I thought Kate looked awesome too. They both looked stunning. I wasn't really a fan of I wasn't really a fan of too much of what Sammy was wearing, though. I don't know. I went, but
I don't even remember.
Oh well. Yeah.
Red dress.
Saw Gabby again in that blue cutout little dress that just hugs her body, man. I'm telling you, that girl is built. She's like poured in that dress.
She's gorgeous.
She wears it well.
Her character has really become pivotal, and never in a million years would have thought that I would be
entertaining
Gabby
character.
Leaving, but she is. She really is. I kind of think of her as being mentored by Kate, and that character, you know, reminds me sort of a lot of Kate in that sense, and. I just think that, and I love it when they're in, you know, stories together and stuff too. But it's just kind of shocking. I mean, honestly, I don't get it. I don't get it at all. I mean, they should have just given her I don't know. But whatever. But it's just,
I don't know. I just hope this doesn't mean that it's like, okay, how many more people are
she might get kicked out of
DeMera
or fired. Yeah, somehow she might get kicked out of DeMera or fired, and they put like Chad or Jake in charge now or something. I don't know. And just get rid of her.
Chad
Maybe
is,
she gets kicked
Chad
out. I don't know.
Such, to me, Chad is such a blank screen now for me. I
Wuss.
Just he adds nothing.
Yeah.
I have to say this. I mean, I don't
no.
mean any mean.
The character has changed.
Or the actor nor the character
and the actor
add
has.
Anything. They add anything mm-hmm. at all to any of it.
I don't
so,
know what happened,
that,
but.
I don't
yeah.
know. And it's a shame because he started out very talented. And I don't know what his personal issues. I don't know her writing. I don't know. But I just find it like, oh yeah, I almost forgot about Chad. Oh, he's back? I'm like, oh. You know.
I just,
yeah,
and
I
always loved the dynamics with, like, Tony or Andre, like Teo and,
yeah.
and Billy. They had
yeah.
great
yeah.
chemistry.
Yeah, they had
and I think they
would have
been good,
yeah.
good with Jake, too, with Brandon and Can you see, like, Andre
yeah.
and like, Jake, whatever?
My God.
Like, I'd like to
yes.
see the interaction
oh,
there.
Yes. Yeah.
yeah. Or even when he was Stefan, there wasn't really much interaction. And I think all mm-hmm. those, you know, just bringing them all together would make a big difference. But
yes.
I don't know. I don't understand it, but. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else? I don't know. I think.
Mm.
Any other rumors or spoilers or who's out? Anybody else coming back? I don't know. Probably. Well, we're almost at the end of the hour mark here. So, well, all right.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everyone. Then.
Okay.
Next
everybody
week.
Have a good week.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. See you again.
Bye, everybody.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.